Blog Talk Radio.
Who has known?
Go ahead.
Except
tell me that except you give wisdom, send the righteous spirit from above.
So he said, your counselor, who have known? He said, except Yahweh give you this wisdom. Just write the spirit from above, right?
Right.
Verse 18, what do you say?
Verse 18.
Yes,
ma'am. So the way of them which giveth on the earth, world.
Where we from?
Where we from, and men and women were taught the things that are pleasing to you and were saved through wisdom.
But for men and women, gotta be what?
Taught.
We gotta be taught, right? We don't just come into this world with these with this understanding, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We have to be taught. Let me get the book Wisdom of Solomon. Sister K. Israel C. Roy. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 2. Book of Wisdom of Solomon chapter 2. Israel, let's look at verse 7. We're going to write down and read verse 14 to 16. Look at 14 to 18. Let's get it all in. To write. My fault. To write chapter 2. Verse number 7. We're going to drop down and read 14 to 18. Sister K. Israel, let's see it right.
To write chapter 2.
Verse number 7.
The Rock chapter 2, verse number 7.
Mm-hmm.
He that fear Yahweh, wait for his mercy.
They say, you that fear Yahweh, right? Wait for his mercy, go in.
And go not aside, lest he fall.
They say, if you turn back, you're going to fall, right? Verse number 14, what do you say?
The Rock chapter 2. Verse number 14.
Mm-hmm.
Woe unto you that have lost patience. I am what will you do when Yahweh shall visit you?
So he said, now where you at then?
Verse number 14.
Woe 14, yes. Woe unto you that have lost patience, right? What will you do when Yahweh visits you? Oh, that point that. Brother Captain Irving Israel C. Roy. Let's see if I can pull out a statement in the book of Jeremiah right quick. Statement in the book of Jeremiah, 5:31. Let me see that. Jeremiah 5:31. Brother Captain Irving Israel C. Roy. What did that say? Jeremiah 5, verse 31. 320, Jan 31.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 20 and verse 31.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Declare this in the family of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And publish it in Yahweh Judah.
Now declare this in the family of Israel, right? Declare this in the family of Israel, and publish it in Yahweh Judah. Verse 31.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 31. The seers prophesy, or the false teachers prophesy falsely.
Say the shepherds, the false teachers prophesy falsely, go ahead.
And the priests bear rule by their means.
And the priests, they bear rule by their means, go ahead.
And my people love to have it so.
He said, my people, they love to go along with foolishness, right?
Just up.
Falsehood, right? We read earlier that they got it. They used to themselves teaching with its ears. And they love to hear some people. They say that, play me up.
And what will you do in the end thereof?
He said, but what's going to happen to you when it's all said and done? Come back to that, Sarah. Sister K. Israel C. Roy, Sirach chapter 2.
Sirach chapter 2, verse number
15. 15
to
18, come on.
15 to 18.
Uh-huh.
They that fear Yahweh will not disobey his word.
So now, they that fear Yahweh will not disobey his word, go ahead.
And they that love him will keep his way.
He's saying if you love him, the only way to express that is by keeping his way.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
verse 16, come on.
Verse number 16.
Yes, ma'am.
They that fear Yahweh will seek, which is well pleasing unto him.
He said, they that fear Yahweh will seek that, which is well pleasing to him. Go ahead.
And they that love him shall be filled with the Torah instruction.
Verse number 17.
Verse number 17.
Uh-huh.
They that fear Yahweh will prepare their mind.
Hold on, man. They that fear Yahweh ain't gonna be waiting for Sabbath day to get it right.
Right.
They gonna prepare their mind. That's what the book says.
Hallelujah.
And what else they gonna do?
And humble their soul in his sight.
Because Yahweh, he's in every place, only the good and the evil, right? Verse number 18, what do you say?
Verse number 18.
Uh-huh.
Saying
what?
Will we fall into the hands of Yahweh?
Let me fall into the hand of Yahweh, go ahead.
And not into the hands of men.
Go ahead.
For all his majesty.
For as his majesty.
For as his majesty, he is, so is his mercy.
As his majesty is. He said, but they that fear Yahweh, they going to do them things that is well pleasing unto him, right?
And it reads, now on the 5th and 20th day of the ninth month, which is called the month Kazu, blew the word for December, and the 148th year, they rose up three times in the morning. 53, go on.
We're going to stop right there first. We got to understand that on the 25th day, on this ninth month, Yahweh the Son, he walked in the temple.
Yeah, bro.
His time line, but we know this day started on a month of Kazu, in a year of 148.
B.C. Verse 53, and offer sacrifice according to the Torah instructions upon the new altar, burnt offerings, which they had made. 54, look at what time and what day that the heathen blew the word Amalek, Esau, and his five sons have profaned it. Even,
55.
Are you want me to finish? Oh, okay, 55.
Yeah, I want you to read down to 56.
All right, 55 and 56. And all the people fell upon their faces, worshiping and praising Yahweh of heaven, who have given them good success. 56. And so they kept the dedication of the altar a day, and offered burnt offerings with gladness, and sacrificed the sacrifice of deliverance and praise.
I'm going to take a peek over here in this book of Exodus before I shoot it out there. I'm going to get an idea of the temple that was going on. Okay. Let's give you chapter Exodus chapter 40. Verse 17, 19, 25, 26, 34, and 35. We're gonna start off at verse 17. Matter of fact, we're gonna break it up between the two a couple. We're gonna get Sister Katie to give us chapter Exodus chapter 40, verse 17 to 19. Like Captain Irving going here and clean it on over to verses 25, 26, 34, and 35. You understand about this temple that's going on.
Yahweh
the Son was the one that got this thing going. He walked in on that temple.
Solomon's
Portal. Temple, let's get the beginning.
Exodus chapter 40, verse 17 through 19. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, what the tabernacle was reared up. Verse number 18. And Moses reared up the tabernacle and fastened its socket and set up the board thereof and put in the bars thereof and reared up its pyramid.
Now, we can understand about this temple.
We're going to keep the dedication.
Verse 19.
Verse number 19. And he spread abroad the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent above upon it. And Yahweh commanded Moses.
Okay, so Yahweh the Son commanded Moses to put the temple together.
Yeah, right.
So we know, we got to understand that this temple that they was working on, and Yahweh the Son walked in on that day, according to John chapter 10, verse 22, when he walked into that Solomon's Portal, verse 23, and the same temple that they was building up in the Maccabees, Maccabees chapter 4, verse, what is talking about this temple in the, verse 40, 46 and 47. Let's get a case of point in there. We're gonna run back to Maccabees chapter 4, verse. We're gonna read verse 46 and 47.
First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 46 and 47 reads. Now when they came unto Ephraim, it was a great city in the way as they should go. Very well fortified. They could not turn from it, either on the right hand or the left, but must needs pass through the midst. Verse 47. Then they of the city shut them out and stopped up the gate.
Now that's where now we did First Maccabees chapter 4. Verse 46.
Oh, that's chapter 47. Okay, First Maccabees chapter 4. First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 46 and 47. I apologize. And laid up the stones in the mountain of the temple.
Okay, what they laid up?
stones in the mountain of the temple.
Okay, so we're in the temple right now. This is what they're doing on this day.
In a convenient place.
Mm-hmm.
Until there shall come a seer to show what shall be done with them.
Uh-huh.
Verse 47. Then they took whole stones according to the Torah instruction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And built a new altar according to the form.
Oh, so we got we getting our foundation right. It's Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, she is real.
All right, Psalms 11, verse 3.
Yeah, give me Psalms 11, verse 3.
All right, Psalms chapter 11, verse 3. Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, and it reads, if the foundation be destroyed,
uh-huh,
what can the righteous Torah keepers do?
Wow, we got to get our foundation right. We can't let our foundation be destroyed. We got to understand that this temple right here that they building right now, once upon a time, started somewhere. So that's where we're going. We're going to our foundation. So let's get back in that chapter, in that Exodus chapter 40. Let's get back to, kick it off at first. We got 17 through 19. Brother Captain.
Exodus chapter
40. That's Captain right there. Captain, you finished up on. Yeah, you did those, right?
Yeah, 25.
Right.
Exodus chapter 40, verse 17 through 19.
Okay.
Yes, you read that already. That ain't the feast of dedication either.
That's the 25.
Yeah, 25, 26.
Exodus 40, verse 25 and 26.
34 and
35. That's 34 right. And 35. Verse 25. And he lighted the lamp before Yahuwah as Yahuwah instructed Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation before the veil.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 34.
Uh-huh.
35. Mm-hmm. Then the cloud covered the tent of the family of Israel,
mm-hmm,
in the temple. And the greatness of Yahuwah filled the temple. Verse 35. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the temple because the cloud abode thereon, and the greatness of Yahuwah filled the temple.
Yahuwah was there the whole time. Yahuwah was the one that was setting the orders of us inside this temple. Did you read 25 and 26? Yeah. You read 25 and 26. Thing is, we're trying to get our foundation around, down pat. Understanding that this same temple that was going on, Yahuwah was the one that set that order from that beginning. He was the one that told me, he was the one that his glory was lighting up the whole place. His honor. So let's get down, let's drop down to Exodus chapter 25.
24.
Let me take a peek at Exodus 25 real quick. Get a little bit more look and a little more peek at this temple. Get our foundation on. Brother, see Israel.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 25, verse 1, give me verse 8 and give me verse 9.
All right, the second book of the heavenly tablets, Torah instructions, the book of Exodus 25, verse 1, skip down verse 8 and 9. And Yahuwah spake to Moses, saying, verse 8 and verse 9, let them make me a temple that I may dwell among them. 9, according to all that I will show you, after the pattern of the temple, and the pattern of all the instruments above, even so, should you make it.
Okay. Yahuwah.
Yahuwah.
We can understand about the temple that they were in, that Yahuwah the Son stepped in. Let's go there. Who was reading that? Matter of fact, we're going to see the dedication. The reason why I went there, so we can understand about this temple. Who was there for this temple? Remember, Yahuwah the Son was the one that was there. We're going to go to we're supposed to do what Yahuwah the Son said do, right? Let's go check out 1 Peter. Chapter 2, verse 21.
He's speaking to the nation of Israel. 1 Peter chapter...
Let me get that with you, bro. All right.
Okay, 1 Peter, she's speaking of the nation of Israel, chapter 2. Was that verse 21?
Yeah, give me verse 21.
Chapter 2, verse 21, it reads. Mm-hmm. But even hereunto, mm-hmm. where you were called, become Yahweh the Son also, suffer for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
So we know we should follow Yahweh the Son's steps. Verse 1 through 7. My little children, these things write unto you, that you sin not. If any man or woman sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Yahweh the Son, the righteous. Verse 2. Who the righteous?
Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh. What's that righteous? Anybody give us a biblical definition of what that righteous is?
That's right. What is righteous?
What is righteous?
19.
Say it in. Put it out there.
Yahweh, do you should have mother dear of Israel, Yahweh?
Verse 137, righteous are you, O Yahweh, and upright are your judges. Verse 142, so your righteousness
Yahweh,
is an everlasting righteousness.
Yahweh,
verse 144, the righteousness of your testimony, your covenant, is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. 172. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your Torah and judgments are righteous.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give me, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 3 and 25.
Turn the light on.
Turn
the light on.
Wow. That's
right.
Kingdoms should be saved, and Israel, the northern kingdom, should dwell safely.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his name whereby he should be called.
This is his what?
This is his name.
This is his name. We talking name.
Yes.
What is his name? This is his name. Listen to his name.
Whereby he should be called Yahweh, our righteous.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
That's how you seal the deal. Name seals the deal.
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 16. In those days shall Yahdah be saved, and Yahdah shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby she should be called.
This is the name.
Wow. All right.
There you go right there. That's the precept. choosing the name. How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
All right.
We head back to that time, brother. Israel.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay, I'm at verse 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, and it reads, "And he is a propitiation, a sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world."
Yahweh. The whole world.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole world. Okay. Okay, let me pick up on that. Okay. Tell the whole world. Okay, so we put
me and you over there, Moses, Israel.
Okay, we gotta bring out.
She's buying back and ain't got a coat off right. That's the spirit we're talking about.
Oh, y'all, what?
Come out with your spirit.
Well, I'm at 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. I'm finna preach that what world he's talking about. Cause see that Christianity thing you're talking about, even everybody.
Yeah,
you want to be plain about what world he's talking about.
Make it plain. Take them notes, Kate.
Isaiah 45:17. Sister K. Israel and C. Roy. Isaiah 45:17.
Isaiah 45:17 reads, "But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation.
Yeah.
You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end."
That's
the whole world without end.
Israel
world without end.
Yeah.
You know why Israel's world was not in? That's what Sister Gay, let's run over to 22 of the back of book 21. And let's read verse number 10 and 12. Let's find out why Israel's world is not going to end. Israel's world is going to go up into eternity. Go to Revelation 21 and pick it up at verse 10 and 12. Let's find out something along the way of finding out something. Find out why Israel's world will never end.
Yeah.
Revelation chapter 21.
Verse 10 and 12. What it say?
"And he carried me away in the spirit."
So he carried him away in the spirit.
"To a great and high mountain."
And came and showed him a great government.
Yeah.
"And showed me that great city."
The great, and I seen a great city.
"The righteous."
The what?
Dot Judah.
Yeah.
"Descending out of heaven from Yahweh."
Oh, so you see the lead tribe. Everything is about the lead tribe, and that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. Jubilee.
That's right.
Always remember that according to the Bible, Jubilee.
Yeah.
You want a naked word? Jubilee.
That's right.
Go ahead and
read. Verse number 12. "And he had a wall great and high."
Read it like you see it.
"Had a wall great and high."
Mm-hmm.
"It had 12 gates."
12 gates. Oh.
"And at the gate, 12 angels."
And at the gate, 12 angels. Minister spirits, right?
Yeah.
Read it.
"And names written thereon."
And names was on it.
"Which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel."
Now, what about this then?
What the world
go? So means their world got the end then.
What the world go?
That means the world got to be right there, because this is all saying dark. So whatever world is going to be then and now, it'll be that right there. That's the end of it. So the 12 tribes of Israel will get in a proper position, because we can read it.
Yeah.
When your world of Israel world, and then it's your death. So if you make it, you have to give up on Israel.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that what we're reading?
That's
what. Now, Sister Jones, I want to back and give me one person, 146. I just want to tie in one more thing in 146, Sister Jones. 145, pick it at verse 17. And I want to pick one verse at a time. Verse 17 first. Psalm 145, verse 17. 145, verse 17. Listen to this right here. 145, verse 17.
Psalms 145, verse 17.
Yahweh
is righteous.
So who righteous? Yahweh. So Yahweh, how many letters is that?
Four.
That's the ball game. Anything past that that's not of Yahweh. Four letters all over the book. You believe the Bible, it's four letters. All that short, the Yah and the Ha Shah. None of that will work when you do Bible. Go ahead and read.
Yahweh is righteous in all his ways.
So he's righteous in all his ways. Go ahead.
And righteous in all his works.
And all his what?
Works.
Works. So he about works, we got to be about works. Verse 18. Yahweh
is night unto all them that call upon him.
So, and Yahweh is nigh to all them that call upon him. So let me hold that for us. So let me be nigh to all that call upon him. We got to get some kind of witness on that. With a precept. Moses, back up to 99. Let's see if we get a witness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we get a witness on is he nigh to all that call on him that we can read. He'll give you the spirit. He'll show you how to do it. In the 99th chapter, let's look at verse number 6. Let's see what it says in 99 verse 6. Moses, 99 verse 6. Now watch this right here.
Psalms 99, verse 6.
Listen to this.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
Moses and Aaron. Among his priests.
And among his priests.
And
Samuel the seer.
And Samuel among them.
Yeah.
That call upon his name.
Well, what do they do?
Call upon his name.
Oh, they call upon the name. Let's see what they call. All these big dignitaries, what name did they call upon?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
They call upon the name Yahweh.
Wait a minute. They call the name of who?
Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters.
And what happened next?
And he answered them.
And he done what?
Answered them.
Ain't that something? He answered them. Paint the picture. Paint the picture. Six of Nine Camp, paint the picture. Bring it out. Bring it out and paint the picture. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Paint that picture. Come on back, Sister Jones, and pick up verse 19. So see, if you got all these keys, then it's time for a good report to come back on painting the picture. Verse
19. Psalm 145, verse 19.
Listen to
it. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him.
You see what the man say you do? See, if you do all that you just got through hearing to do, what do you say he's going to do?
Fulfill
his desires. You see what the man is saying? So the man is saying, here go the keys. You get me right, talk right, and then what I'm going to do in verse 19?
Fulfill the desires of them that...
So whatever on that mind of yours, if you got me right, this is what I'm going to do. So he tell you coldly what I'm going to do when you got me right. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
He also will hear their cry.
Wait a minute. He going to do what?
Well,
how fast will he cry that we can read? Back up to, before y'all die, Israel, it's just about time to get to the gate. Well, my phone is starting to ring, ring. What do you mean about they going to hear his what?
Cry. They'll cry.
What's that supposed to mean right there? What that supposed to mean? Start that verse up again from the top.
19. Psalms 125:19. He will, the Yahuwah will fulfill the desire of them that fear him.
Wait. What is the biblical definition that we can read that he gonna fill the desire of them that do what?
Fear him.
Now, what would we do with that verse today? How do you fear Yahuwah? That we can read.
Yeah.
111 verse 10, Sister Kate, break it.
That's it.
111 verse 10. 111
verse
10.
111
verse 10. Mother G.F. Israel, help me Proverbs 9, 9 and 10. Back to back, hardcore.
That's right.
111.
See, all that is in these verses. This is what we're looking for, and then we just about to get ready to start making our move once we able to paint these pictures. Huh? Paint them pictures. What does it say?
Psalms chapter 111, verse number 10.
Listen good.
The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom.
The fear of Yahuwah, that's when your wisdom starts kicking in. Go ahead.
A good understanding. Have all they that do his Torah instruction.
Oh, it goes right back to the fear of Yahuwah. You got to do what? It goes right back to the same thing. The Torah instruction. That's when we know that you working on something. Yeah, but that don't make you change that. Mother of Israel, Proverbs 9, 9 and 10 says what?
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9, give instruction to a wise man or woman.
Once you show them how to paint the picture?
Yeah.
And he or she will be yet wiser.
And then you'll see improvement on them every week they show up. You see improvements on them every week. Go ahead.
Teach a just man or woman.
Yeah.
And he or she will increase in learning.
You'll see the increase.
Verse 10.
Huh?
The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom.
The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom.
And the knowledge of the righteous.
Watch this.
Is understanding.
And the righteous and the knowledge is understanding. Now they always tell you, get understanding. Don't just jump out there. Make sure you read and you know what you read. So when they cried unto Yahuwah, right? Right?
Yeah.
Now, hold that point. Mother E, let's go to the book of Isaiah. When they cried to Yahuwah, remember, you gotta take that brush and just paint it. You can get back and take one verse and you can come up with it. You can try to say, oh, they're gonna say hi in the way you do that. And that's when you know. They'll know that this is not the same old Bible study class. But you can take that one verse and go and get busy on it. Let's go to Isaiah. And I'm gonna show you what happens once you get it right. We're going to the book of Isaiah 66 there. Mother E, when Isaiah 66, we look down at verse 24. Listen to what he got written in verse 24. See, when you got him right, let's see what he got written, but you always be shooting at. Isaiah 65, verse 24. Isaiah 65, 24, Mother E. What did it say?
Isaiah 65, verse 24.
Right.
Yeah, what did
it say?
And it shall come to pass.
And it just gonna happen.
That before they come.
Before you start thinking about what is on the table? Well, you know, before you even start thinking about it, what?
I will answer.
I will do what?
I will answer.
Now, that's power, ain't it? While you thinking about it, he going to answer you. Go ahead.
Verse 25. they are yet thinking.
And while they yet thinking,
I will hear.
You know what?
I will hear.
You see that? Because you ain't got to be a long-winded prayer warrior. You ain't got to be long-winded. Just say a couple shots and get on out the way, because he don't need all that. He ain't got no hand problem. He gonna make a play while he ain't got no hand problem. A, B, or B, 59, 1, and 2. I don't need no hearing aid. What's all that long-winded stuff for? Yeah. Isaiah 59, 1, and 2, burning.
Yeah.
59, 1, and 2.
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2.
What?
Behold,
what?
That's why his hand is not short.
His hand is, he don't have alligator on.
That he cannot say.
That he cannot say.
Neither his ears
heavy. And he don't need no hearing aid.
That he cannot hear.
That he, go ahead.
Verse 2.
What?
But your sin have separated between you and your Yahweh.
Listen.
And your sins have hid his face.
Listen.
That you will not hear.
No, you read it right.
Your sins have separated between you and your Yahweh.
Right.
Your sins have hid his face from you. That he will not hear.
He hear you up there calling on him, long-winded prayers and everything else, but he ain't going to hear you because why? Your sins. Sin, he know when you're faking and shaking.
Yeah.
So when you're faking and shaking, he ain't going to hear that.
Yeah.
So you got to come clean for him to hear you. You see the man saying?
Yeah.
He said, when you got me right, while you think about it, I'm going to answer you. Is that what we just got to read?
But
as long as your sin is in the way, you got another ulterior motive today. He just speaking to the air. He's not going to respond until you clean up your sin. And that's breaking the Torah stuff. You get that right, then he gets you right. Is that what we're reading?
That's what happened.
That's what we're reading.
Yes, sir.
Now come on back to 145. Come on back. So now when you're crying, now like you say, now when you're crying, with all that, if you know all that, now you're ready to do like, I thought do me a little crying now. Okay, go ahead and do your little crying. Let's see what he say then. If you got all of that the way now let's see about the cry now. Back to verse 19. To the Jones.
Psalm 145:19.
What?
He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him.
Uh-huh.
He will also hear their cry.
And
will save them.
Now, how are you going to do that? Let me read. How are you going to save you that we can read?
The Yahweh preserves all
now,
them that
fear him. What can we read to precept that right there? That we can read.
Yeah.
Huh? See? That's the point I'm looking for. I'm looking to find out on the table someone from the Sixth Anointed camp get busy on what we're saying here. He said, and we'll save them, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to hear your cry, right? Then you'll say, how are you going to do it? That we can read. The captain, let's go to 107, verse 20. Psalm. Let's see what he's going to do. See, when you're talking right, this is what he'll do. 107, verse 20.
Psalms 107, verse 20.
Listen good.
He sent his word.
He sent his what?
And his word.
And what happened?
And healed them.
You see that? He'll send the word in him. When you write, he'll send the word. And the word will do what for you? That's one of Daniel. Go to Daniel and we can read. Everything's about one thing. You got to let the Bible have a verse on the table, then you respond from the verse. If you respond from the verse, we're going to be on something. Respond from the verse. Look what he said over here in the ninth chapter. He made a final statement over here. And Daniel, what he said to that? He said something to Daniel. Make it the 8th chapter, Captain. Let's see what he says in verse 15 and 16. We're going to Daniel chapter 8, verse 15 and 16. Listen good. Come on, Gap.
James chapter 8.
Verse 15 and 16. Listen good.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 15 and 16.
Listen good.
And it came to pass.
Uh-huh.
When I, even I, Daniel,
mm-hmm.
had seen the vision.
I seen the vision.
And sought for the meaning.
And what did he do?
Sought for the meaning.
So Daniel sought for the meaning of this thing. He won't know about what was going on, right? Right?
Here, behold.
Wow.
There stood before me as the appearance of a man.
Uh-huh.
Verse 16.
What happened?
And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulam.
Yeah, what happened?
Which called and said, Gabriel,
what?
Make this man to understand the
vision. Make this man to understand the vision. So once the seer, he on the right track, and he couldn't figure out what was happening. And you on 922? Well, you know you'll be skilled understand what we're talking about right now.
Okay.
But we're talking about the point that, now I want to find out how fast that Gabriel moved when he was that we can read how fast is Gabriel moved that we can read, because Daniel the seer had something on his mind he didn't have out, right? So now how fast was that we can read that the mental spirit got down to him that we can read?
Yeah.
Now, who gonna pull that out?
Yeah.
Now, who gonna pull that part out? Now, he was down there. He had some on his mind. He couldn't figure out something. See, those seals was in a tight. He couldn't figure out what he was looking at. So now, and Yahweh activated Gabriel, and how fast did Gabriel move that we could reach?
Yeah.
That we could reach. Now, why don't got quiet up in here now?
Yeah.
How fast what did Gabriel move that we can read?
That's right.
This is Bible study class. This is about making the mind work.
That's right.
Mind work. You keep you on the toes. Now, what can I read when he was doing what he had to do? Now, what can we read what did Gabriel do?
Ezekiel
1:14.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah, that's all.
That.
How do
we have God? All right, bring it out.
Go ahead, sister.
Come on, Sir Jones. 1:14.
The living creatures ran and returned.
Call your verse out first. What a national audience.
Chapter 1:14.
Mm-hmm.
The living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of
a flash of light. They ran and returned as a flash of light. But now, okay, good. That's a precept. Now, but what about Gabriel? What did Gabriel do? Now, okay, now I don't know what Gabriel did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know we see everybody move when he got a message to get somebody, everybody move quick. They were quick to go tell him something and get back down there and hear some more, didn't they? So they only playing around to go tell him something. As a flash of light, and they heard something and they got real there and told him something, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, that's clear. Now we want to find out something else now. What about Gabriel? What about Gabriel now? Now, that's what I'm talking about now. Now, that's where we at. We want to talk about Gabriel.
Yes,
now, can we give me a verse about Gabriel? Well, I hear Mother Z out of 1 and 18. Let's go check out 1 and 18. You want anybody to read, or you going to read Mother Z? You'll read 1:18? Okay, let's see what you got.
Luke chapter 1:18. And the angel answered, saying to him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of Yahweh, and am sent to speak unto you and to show you the great high I am.
Well, we can use that, but we want to know how fast was he moving. We know he gave.
Because
he told him Gabriel, make him understand.
Wow.
So we know that part he gave. But we want to know how fast was Gabriel moving that we can read. That's what we're looking for. We know that, okay, we clear that Gabriel. I mean, that can work too. But I want to hear when how fast Gabriel was moving when that we can read.
Daniel chapter 10.
Yeah, that we can read. Because Daniel, and he's gonna tell him something. He's gonna say, look here, he's gonna tell him something. Now you on something, not what I want. There you go. That's the hit I'm talking about. See, this all FK was saying was okay. But this is the hit that I was looking for. I was waiting on. I'm looking ready in my book. I'm just waiting on to hear this.
Yeah.
Huh?
Verse 11.
Huh? Pick up verse, okay, you come at 11. You come on the throne with it.
Daniel chapter 10, beginning at verse 11.
Listen to this.
He said it to me.
What?
Oh, Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
A man greatly
beloved. You see, he's looking at Daniel. Look here, Daniel. You a man greatly loved.
Yeah. Understand the words that I speak unto you.
I tell you what, look, we'll make a sound. Let's back up a little bit to about nine.
Okay.
And let's make it sound good.
All right. The book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 9.
Listen good.
Verse 9. Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his word, then was I in a deep sleep on my face.
Yeah, he had a voice of his word, and he was in a deep sleep. He was in that vision part of that sleep, go ahead.
And my face towards the ground.
Verse
10, and behold, a hand touched me.
A hand touched me.
Which set me upon my knees.
Set me upon my knees.
And upon the palms of my hands. Verse 11.
What happened next?
And he said it to me.
And this man that set him up said to him, what?
Oh, Daniel. A man greatly beloved.
Boy, that's what you want to hear. Oh, man, greatly beloved. See, you know, you got a lot of haters out here. But look, as long as Yahweh say you all right, that's all that matters.
You see?
So you look here. You greatly what?
Greatly. Understand the word.
Now I got to give you some understanding now. Now you can bring your verse in, brother, captain. Now bring your 9:22 in. See, now you bring, you got to paint the picture, bring it in. Yeah, now you can bring your 9:22 in.
Amen. Verse 22.
Now bring it in.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, okay, I have now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
Is that what you're doing right here in verse 11? So you got to know when to bring it in. We're gonna get to all that. I already got me an arrow pointed on that too. I'm just waiting to hear who gonna bring it out. I'm already with that. So now in 10 verse 11, so now here comes this man. We all know the man, but come on, give me some more.
Understand the word you see. The book of James, chapter 10, verse 11.
Listen good.
Verse 11.
What?
And he said unto me.
What?
Oh, James.
What?
A man greatly beloved. Understand the words that I speak unto you.
Yes.
And stand upright.
And stand, do what?
Stand upright.
That means whatever going on in your life, put that aside. It's me and you eyeball eyeball.
According to thee, I'm sick. And when he has spoken his word unto me, I stood trembling.
And what was he doing?
Stood trembling.
Go ahead, read.
Verse 12. Then he said unto me,
what?
Fear not, James. For from the first day that thou didn't set your mind to be understanding.
He said, the first day that you thought evil of get down with your thing, you know? What?
Set your mind to understand.
Right.
And to testing thyself.
Right.
Before your Yahweh.
Right.
Your words were heard.
Your words were heard, Daniel. He said, you were heard plainly, but he's going to tell you something.
And I am come.
For thy word. Now, how did Daniel come? Now back up. Now you bring it in there, Sister Jones. Now back up to 9:22. Now you bring it in.
F-21.
Now you bring in 9:20. See, you got to know how to bring. Now bring in 9:21. Come on, Cap.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, while I was speaking in prayer.
Yeah.
So he coming in prayer. Even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at
right.
the beginning, being called to fly swift.
What kind of way was Gabriel moving?
Fly swift.
He was keep coming on with it. Go ahead.
Touch me about the time of the evening.
See, when Yahweh put the finger on you and tell you, boo, you don't be telling around, well, I got to see what my better half got to say. No. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, all that got to be, you got to put that to the side. You got to take care of Yahweh's business.
Hallelujah.
Everything else got to hold on to Yahweh's business out the way.
Yeah.
Y'all see what's going on here? Now come on back over here now. Now he's explaining to Daniel what's going on now. Now back over to the 10th chapter. He's going to tell you what happened to him in 13. Now he was flying swiftly. He was on his way. But you always got somebody somewhere.
Yeah.
Always got some kryptonite hanging around somewhere. Verse 13.
Book of James, chapter 10, verse 13.
Yes.
Verse 13.
What?
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia.
The prince of the kingdom of Persia. Now, this prince, what do this prince got? What did Yahweh tell you about this prince that we can read? What did he tell you about this prince that we can read? Let's get him down real quick. What about this prince that we can read on here that we can read? What about this prince that we can read that Yahweh informed his followers about this prince? He informed them to look out for the prince.
Yeah,
uh-huh. He said the prince, now y'all look out for the prince because of what reason that we can read? What reason you said look out for the prince that we can read there, Moses? In the 14th chapter of St. John. Let's see why he told him to look out for this prince that we can read. Look at verse 29 and 30. St. John chapter 14, verse 29. He said, about this prince now. He said, look at you. Now you know I'm going to sit on the right hand of my father in verse 28 because he's greater than me. But let me tell you something now. When I get up out of here now, I'm going to tell y'all what to be looking for in 14, 29, and 30. What did it say?
St. John chapter 14, verse 29 and 30.
What did it say?
Verse 29.
What did it say?
And now I have told you before it come to pass.
You see, I have told you before it come to pass. Right? See, I'm telling you, I'm prophesying to you. Before it come to pass. That was going on here?
Yeah.
And what happened next?
That when it is come.
Now when it come now.
To pass.
When it come to pass now.
He might believe.
Do what?
He might believe.
He should believe it. Yeah, believe it. Go ahead. He can tell you something. 30.
Verse 30.
What?
Hereafter, I will.
for you to have what?
Life.
Go ahead.
And that they might have more abundance.
understand when the prince got, you got something? But you got that mother, GF Israel?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
Ephesians 2:2? Yeah. Call the name or break out read.
Ephesians 2:2.
What?
Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world,
yeah,
according to the prince of the power,
mm-hmm,
of the air,
mm-hmm,
the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
He is working the children of who?
Disobedience.
Disobedience of his covenant.
Yeah.
Disobedience of his covenant. Okay, now let's come on back from Micaiah. So now we know who this Prince of Persia is now, right? We're clear what we're talking about, right?
Right.
The only thing can hold up Gabriel and all that power, it can't be no regular man.
Right.
Verse 13 again.
Book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 13.
Right.
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia.
Which is saying the devil.
One of the 20 days. Me, one.
No, withstand me. He withstand me. That means he hijacked me. I was flying swiftly, and he interceded me.
Yeah.
He tackled me.
Uh-huh.
He was working me over.
Yeah.
He was working me over. Now watch it happen. So now you see Satan is a bad man.
Uh-huh.
He working game over.
Yeah.
He said he was working me over. He said, I was fit to tell you this,
uh-huh,
but I got somebody through the pass, there was an interception there.
Uh-huh.
He had me all down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now I was working with him, but he had my attention. How long?
21 days. 20 days.
Then what else happened next?
But lo. Mike.
Who?
Mike.
Mike.
One of the chief princes.
What did he do?
Came to help you.
Okay.
He needed some help.
You did, that's right. Now when we preach up there, so now when we preach, now with that understanding, what we preach up this verse right here, I want to see who will deliver the knockout blow when we preach up this verse.
Yeah.
By going all the way to Revelation chapter 20.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I want to see who will preach up this verse with the information you got read now. I'm going to see, will anybody be able to, you know, electrify a Bible study class, and when you be able to, with that information you got right there. So when you go to Revelation chapter 20 and pick up verse 1, see, this is why you electrify a Bible study class. Because they're going to make a statement, and if you make the statement right, they're going to get all nervous to hand, and then you can deliver them up. But you gotta remember what you just got through reading. Now we're going to Revelation chapter, what I say?
Chapter 20, verse 1.
20, verse 1. Read that. Now let's see who can read that verse. One day, when that thorn ain't going to be there, Captain, you want to learn how to take this Bible and get this.
Yeah.
See, that thorn ain't going to cut it. You depend on man, that you told man something over there and all. 50 verse 16. What is Brother T, read me on 50 verse 16 and 17 or something. See, you got to let this right here be your guy. Look what Looney says over there in 50 verse 16, because this man right here is a crapshoot. You gotta know how to write and divide his thing. You just can't depend on that telephone. You gotta depend on. Look what we got written in Psalm 50 verse 16 and 17.
Psalm chapter 50, verse 16 and 17 to read.
What it read?
But unto the wicked. Yahweh said.
What he say?
Why are you to do to declare my statutes?
What are you doing to declare my statutes, wicked?
Or that you should take my covenant in your mouth.
You're going to have a covenant in your mouth. So I'm always a suspect when I start trying to find out what you got to say.
Yeah.
When I know this. Go ahead.
17.
What?
Since you hate its instruction.
So you hate instruction.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And cast my words behind you.
And you cast my word behind you. See? So I'm not going to depend on always grabbing that telephone. I'm going to go see my preacher up this Bible.
Yeah.
So this man's words are crapshoot. and it might not. But this is your pattern, the Bible.
That's why.
See, the more you let this Bible be your guide, the more understanding of competition. Because that phone is a crapshoot. So the more you let this right here do it, you'd be surprised how your increase will increase. But when you run it, be tapping that telephone every time something come up, you're tapping that phone, now that means that you got to get your precepts right. There's nowhere in the Bible that says tap that phone, it says precept the Bible. You see? So now, where we at again?
Revelation chapter 20, verse
now,
1.
I want to see someone in class besides the hell teachers and teachers teach. Read this verse right here, and let's see, can you electrify the crowd? Electrify somebody by reading 20. I don't see electrifying and by reading this verse right here. Now, I don't see somebody read this verse right here, 20, verse 1, and open the eyes of you in a Bible study class. How would you read this verse right here? 20, verse 1. Anybody in class can take a, besides the teachers, can take a shot at this verse. I want to hear this verse right here. Now, you're going for the win. Now, you're going in the class to take over the class. But you gonna read 20 verse 1. Let me see who can deliver the knockout blow in 20 verse 1.
Book of Revelation chapter 20 verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the ministering spirit, Michael, come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand.
And what do you do?
Verse 2. He read?
Yeah.
Verse 2.
And what do you do?
And he laid hold on the dragon,
yeah,
that old serpent,
mm-hmm,
which is the devil,
mm-hmm,
and Satan,
mm-hmm,
and bound him 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
And done what?
And cast him into the bottomless pit.
And what did he tell him?
And shut him up.
And told him what?
And set a seal upon him.
And told him what?
And shut him up.
And told him what?
And seal upon that he should deceive the nation.
So he better not move. So what? So what mental spirit told him that?
Michael.
So we just got you reading what David was saying, right? So we just got you. Go to conversation. Bible. Come back to Daniel. Now we can see what's going on in Daniel. We going back to Daniel. And so now we're going back to Daniel. We're going to stay in the Bible. We let the Bible always be in front. See, if we get you to understand that Bible got to stay in front all the time. The Bible got to stay in front. So now we're going back to Daniel again. Now we read, well, Gabriel is telling the story.
He can't beat him.
Huh? Gabriel can't beat him.
No.
So Gabriel is telling you the story. And look here. You greatly beloved. But you got a man that's a bad mind, boy. You got a man that Yahweh told him out because he found sin in him. But this is a bad man. See, this ain't no anybody you playing with. See, you know this right here, this is a bad man.
Yeah.
This man get a hold to you, send 7 more demons on you, get to working on you, but we read last night lesson that y'all are gonna break out run up the road. But right now, you all the way you're gonna beat this man, you got to come to the covenant.
Right.
Yeah.
When you get them wicked thoughts in your head, that's him working with you. When you have a backbiting, murmuring, complaining spirit, that's Satan working on you. You got to recognize Satan's hand.
Yeah.
Right? You got to recognize. You catch yourself with your eyes out in the corner. You know what I'm saying? That's Satan working with you. Huh? You got to recognize everything from the page of the book. Then Yahweh give you that spirit without measurement. Then you better see all of them. So first, open their mouth, you see right through them. From the page of the book. You put that spirit on. Hallelujah, Yahweh, bring it.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Look at Malik. 2:11 right there.
It's Bible study class, y'all.
Yeah, let's plug that in right there. Revelation 9:1. Corinthians 2:11. What's going on with that? 2:11. You gotta be on the note, right?
Yeah, I'll be out for
it.
that Satan could get an advantage of us.
Mm-hmm.
For we are not ignorant of his devices.
Wow.
Yeah,
we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. And always you got to understand what this Bible is saying. So now we hearing the conversation going on because because one thing about it, the seer knew he was praying. He want to know why he ain't got an answer yet.
Right.
And now he's been telling me, he said, look, when you first start talking, you'll talk.
Yeah.
I was released early to come out. I was flying heavy, but I got intercepted. Now he's telling you a story in verse 13 again, come on. Brother Micaiah.
Chapter 10, verse 13.
Listen to this.
13.
Right.
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, say the devil, withstood me.
Mm-hmm.
1 and 20 days.
1 and 20 days.
But lo.
What?
Michael. One of the chief princes.
What did he come to?
Came to help me.
Okay.
And I remained there with the king of Persia.
He's looking at it. He had me up. He was wearing me out. But Mike came. And I was watching Mike get the work whooping down real good. I can't even watch it. You see what's going on here?
Yeah.
What happened next?
Verse 14. Now I am come to make you understand.
Is it now, since all that excitement is over now? Go ahead.
What shall befall your people?
Wait a minute, but I come to tell you what's going to fall who?
Your people.
Your people, not the world, see, right?
Yeah. That's right.
I ain't got jack for the world.
Yeah.
I come to get, you got to get right.
Yeah.
I'm coming to tell you what's going to fall. Who people?
Your people.
Your people, Daniel.
In the latter day.
Now, let's put a rabbit out. Oh, who is your people?
Yeah.
Now, what are we going to read that at?
Yeah.
I don't hear no mama, I don't know where I can read it at. Huh? What can I read it at? Bible study class. What can I read it at? What can I read when he say your people? Because the world jumping in and put their hand on that. And you got to stop around that wrist.
Right.
It ain't talking about you got back to the ninth chapter. Oh, Sister Jones, take it to verse 19. You got back up to the ninth to 9:19. See, you got to take notes, and y'all got to study, and you got to partner work with the scripture. Not the telephone. Scripture. Then y'all will kick in. 9:19. Listen to this thing. 9:19 and 20. Listen good.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 19.
Listen to the game. Listen good now.
Oh, Yahweh.
Here.
Oh, Yahweh.
Forgive.
Oh, Yahweh.
Listen. Yes.
Defer not. For thine own sake.
For thy own sake.
Oh, my Yahweh. For thy city. And thy people. Are called by thy name.
Ain't that something?
Hallelujah.
You see the man? You see what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Now watch it in verse 20.
Verse 20.
What?
While I was speaking.
And praying.
And confessing my sin.
And I talked about how low down I was.
Mm-hmm.
And the sin of my people.
Who?
Israel.
Who? Israel. So he came for thy people who?
Israel.
See, that's one of the greatest mysteries. He came for thy people, not Christian. Israel.
Yes.
Is that what we read?
Yeah.
I came, and then what else are you talking about?
And presenting my supplication before the Yahweh, my king.
Yeah.
For the righteous mountain of my Yahweh.
And all I was talking about was Southern Kingdom. I was all about Southern Kingdom. That's what I was about. See, why don't somebody read the Bible right? This was going on here. This is all about Yahweh and his people, Southern King, Yahweh, God, Judah. That's what he's saying? Right there. Now, come on back, Brother Micaiah.
The book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 14.
What it say?
Now, I am come to make you understand.
I
come to make you understand.
See, and that's what the captain read earlier in 9:20, to give you skill to understand. You will know what's going on from the page of the book. You ain't got to watch that one I say. This right here will tell you everything. I come to make you understand. What? Watch this.
What shall he saw
okay.
thy people Israel. Thy people
who?
Israel.
Now, see right there. Now, when you talk like that, hold on, Sister Kay. When you talk like that, everybody in the Bible started crying. I said, wait a minute. I don't see Christ. That's Christian, ain't it? No, it ain't Christian, ain't it? This is talking about Israel.
Yeah.
How? You see what's going on here?
Go ahead, read. And in the latter day.
And this is what I'm showing you, Daniel, is for what days?
The latter days.
He's talking about what's going on now, y'all.
Yeah.
This is the latter days.
That's right.
He's showing him what will happen in the latter days. Go ahead.
Okay.
Good.
For yet the vision is for many days.
And the vision is for many days.
Right.
You see the man is saying?
Yeah.
He's telling you now, this ain't for you. No, I'm gonna catch you down. Somebody has gotta come after you. Lord, can we read that? Now what are we gonna read that? I don't hear no mouth. I don't hear Bible turning. Bible started praying. What a verse said on this?
Right.
Huh? What a verse said? See, just let you know, ain't nobody have left this class and have said with a class where I just gotta go because I am I'm too advanced. No, ain't happening. You leave because reason ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. Because you ain't never got what we had from the get go. See? This right here is going to tell you what's going on. And if you apply this Bible, you'll see a different spirit in this Bible. Ain't nobody graduated. Oh, well. No, you haven't. No, you just got that puffed up spirit. And one day, them spirits going to break out running on you. They will leave you standing there naked. Now, where we at now? Now, what we getting ready to precept?
Hey, you.
Now what we gonna read that at? Now what we gonna read? What can we read that at from anybody but the teacher? What can we read that at? It's Bible study class. You might want to leave. You all supposed to leave with extra add on to you. Now what can we read? All that can go on in the Bible. I need verses that we can read.
John chapter 14.
Yeah.
John.
No, what was the issue again? Read that verse again.
Yes.
No, hold on. Let's hear the verse over again. Okay, he says, the business for many days.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The business for many days. So it wasn't, but it wasn't in Daniel time. So what do you tell Daniel behind that? That we can read. What he tell Daniel that we can read, and if you take notes and study notes, then we can tell you that you on your way. Go to the 12th chapter, verse 4.
Revelation.
Same book of Daniel. 12, verse 4. The answer I want lies in the book of Daniel in the 12th chapter. Come on, pick up at verse 4. Get warmed up. So I'm going to tell you.
The book of James, chapter 12, verse 4.
Louis told Daniel the seer.
What? But thou, James.
But O Daniel the seer.
But thou, O Daniel the seer.
What?
Set up the word.
Tell the word.
And seal the book.
Seal the book.
To the time of the end.
To the time of the end.
Many shall run to.
And they're going to run to.
And fro.
And fro.
Knowledge.
And knowledge from being increased. Shut up, Daniel. You arrange your course. Shut it up. Huh? Mm-hmm. So we know one thing, if Daniel gonna shut it up. Verse 9.
And he said,
what?
Go your way.
Go your way.
Daniel.
Yep.
For the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end.
The time of the what?
The time of the end.
See, what I'm trying to tell you, Daniel, is the time of the end, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we read?
Yeah.
What do you say going to be happening in the end? And y'all tell me in verse 10. Do y'all see any of this in verse 10?
Verse 10.
What?
Many shall be purified.
Purified.
And made white.
Made right.
And tried.
They're going to be tried.
But the wicked is do wickedly.
But the wicked is going to do what?
Wickedly.
He ain't going to never get right.
They ain't trying to learn.
All the answers, the wicked ain't going to never get right.
That's right.
Go ahead.
And none of the wicked shall understand.
And none of the wicked going to do what?
Understand.
So don't be in a hurry to grab that telephone. Because the wicked ain't going to do what?
Understand.
Ain't gonna never understand. Go ahead.
But the wise shall understand.
But who gonna wise? Who do?
The wise shall understand.
Well, what make you wise that we can read?
Yeah.
What make you wise that we can read? I don't hear no mumbling. What make you wise that we can read? What make you wise for we gonna say? If you want to be wise, we gotta find out what he's talking about. You said, well, what make you wise that we can read? What make you wise that we can read? Bible study class. What make you wise that we can read? Huh? What make you wise that we can read, Mother D.F. Israel? Huh? What make you wise that we can read? We can read what... that we can go in the Bible and read so we can be clear how to be wise in Yahweh. What can we go in the Bible and just read how to be wise in Yahweh?
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
So be able to go read in the Bible and read what makes us wise in Yahweh. How can we get wise in Yahweh? Why can't we just go in the Bible and read what makes us wise?
That's right.
Huh? Now, how long I got to wait to get that? Now, how long I got to wait to get that? Huh?
I got,
how long I got to wait to get what makes you wise in 2 Timothy 3? How long I got to wait? How long I got to wait?
Proverbs 1, verse 5.
2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15, brother, or captain. Let's see what makes you wise that we can read. Let's get the number one answer, and then we'll bag back to what you're working on. What makes you wise? Because KB, write it down. Now, you need to put him to the side when he look at the wall. Hey, look what you're doing. Let's talk to these sisters down. You can't hear the title over there. Captain, you got it. Come on. Let me get on speed. 3:15.
2 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 15.
16 and 7, all the way down.
15 to 17.
What does it say? Look at this.
2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 15.
But the key word is wise.
And that from a child that has known the righteous scriptures.
The righteous scriptures.
Which are able to make you wise.
Oh, so what makes you wise?
The righteous scriptures.
That will make you wise.
Well,
we'll finish this up. What makes you wise is what?
The righteous
scripture make you wise. Go ahead.
And what? Which are able to make you wise unto salvation.
And this right here will get you what?
Salvation.
This will get you salvation with him. The righteous scripture will get you salvation. Go ahead.
Through faith, which is in Yahweh the Son.
Faith is through this word of covenant, which is who?
Yahweh the Son.
And what he said in verse 16 about this?
Verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh. Because
see, all scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh.
Yeah.
It's probable what?
For doctrine.
Doctrine, that's teaching.
For reproof.
It's for reproof. Yeah.
For correct.
If you want to correct me, you bring me, show me what can I read?
For instruction and righteousness.
What can I read?
For instruction and righteousness.
And righteousness.
Verse 17,
what?
That the man or woman of Yahweh may be perfect.
Perfect.
Thoroughly furnished.
Thoroughly furnished.
To all good works.
Good works.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Now. What you got?
I'm coming from the book of Apocrypha.
What?
Apocrypha.
Apocrypha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where you coming from?
Sirach.
Sirach.
Yep. It's going to be chapter 8.
Chapter 8.
Verse 8 and 9.
8 and 9. What do it say in 8 and 9 say?
Captain can read it.
Okay, Captain, what's the Captain read? Okay, break out, Captain.
The Rock, chapter 8, verse 8-9. Despise not the discourse of the wise, but acquaint thyself with their proverbs, for of them thou shalt learn instruction and how to serve great men with ease. Miss not the discourse of the elders, but they also learn of their fathers, and of them thou shalt learn understanding and to give answer as need requires.
And that.
Hallelujah.
I got another one too. Proverbs 1:5. Let me get that one on the same thing. Proverbs 1:5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. They will increase learning.
Man or woman of understanding shall attain unto the wise counsel.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good. But I'll tell you what.
Proverbs 1:5.
I'll tell y'all what. Now, fools, you don't pay no attention to the wise. Now, let me see. Now, what do you got if you don't pay the wise no attention? Now, where you going at?
Romans 12:2.
All right, come on with 12, too, if we read.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And he be not conformed to this world. And be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh.
We go a little bit with that. That's something to add. If you can go with it, you know, we go with that. Now, I did make one statement about that wise. I made something about that wise. Do you know what the wise gonna do when it's all said and done? The prophecy of the wise.
Yeah.
Class, do you know the prophecy of the wise when it's all said and done? Do we know the prophecy? And it was told by Enoch in 98 chapter.
Yeah.
What about that, brother, Captain? Enoch 98. It was said something about the wise. That it's something that gonna happen about this wise in the 98 chapter
of Enoch.
In the 98 chapter, it talked about the wise. Round by people, round by verse 7. 98 verse 7. Let's see what it mentions something about the wise. I'm gonna bring something else out. 98 verse 7.
Do not think in your spirit nor say in your mind that you do not know,
uh-huh,
and that you do not see that every sin or transgression is recorded every day in heaven.
So everything you're doing is what?
Recorded.
It's recorded. So every little sneaky thing you do, backbiting, murmuring, complaining, is a record of that in heaven. Is that right?
Correct.
Is that what we reading?
Yeah,
what happened next?
Verse 8.
What?
From now on, you know that all your wrongdoings that you do will be written down every day.
Every day going to be written down. Every day is going to be written down.
Until the day of your judgment.
Until the day of who?
Your judgment.
So everything that you be doing, the nitpicking, the backbiting, the murmuring, complaining, all of it is written down. It's going to come up on your judgment day. Your judgment day. That we're reading.
Yeah.
What happened next?
Here go there. Not listening to the wise.
Go ahead.
Verse 9. Woe to you.
But what woe, that means disaster to you.
You fool.
What do you call you?
You fool.
Go ahead, read.
For through your folly, you shall perish.
You're going to perish.
And you do not listen to the wise.
If you don't listen to who?
To the wise.
See what happened to you?
So no but, good. Will come
no you. Good. So if you don't listen to the wise, ain't no good gonna come to you. Ain't no. And how will we know you're wise? You're saying we can read that we can know that you're wise. That we can read. How do we know when you're wise? What is written that we can read that when you're wise that we got something to look on? Keep reading. Give me a little bit more. Go ahead.
Verse 10.
Listen.
And so now, know you that you are prepared for the day of destruction.
He said, listen, by not listening to the wise, you prepared for what?
For the day of destruction.
Go ahead.
Therefore, do not hope to live.
Hey, don't even hope to live.
You transgressor.
You sinner.
But you shall depart and die.
You'll do what?
Depart and die.
That Bible saying that?
Yes, sir.
Wait, what does it say?
But there will be no ransom for you.
It'll be no ransom for you.
Because you are prepared for the day of the great judgment.
And you prepared for the day. That's for not listening to the wise. Is you the man saying?
Yeah.
This behavior is based upon you. You might be keeping the Sabbath day. You might be having friends on and everything else. But he said, if you listen to the wise, this is for not listening to the wise. Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
Is we reading that or not?
Yes, sir.
This is for not listening to the wise, this punishment.
For the day of tribulation.
The day of tribulation.
For your spirit.
Go ahead.
Verse 11.
11.
Woe to you.
Woe to you.
You obstinate of mind.
Uh-huh.
Who work wickedness and eat blood.
Yeah.
Where do you have good things to eat and to drink and to be filled?
Go ahead.
From all the good things which Yahweh the Most High has placed in abundance on the earth.
Right.
Therefore you shall have no peace.
No peace. You have no peace. You always got something going on. You never even kill. You always got something going on. No peace in the head. Always rambling around. Never settle. Verse 12.
Verse 12.
What?
Woe to you who love the deeds of unrighteousness.
Right. You love unrighteousness.
Wherefore do you hope for good for yourself?
Huh?
You know that you shall be delivered into the hands of the king of Torah, the king of terror.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it. So, we try to get you prepared that you, so we try to get you prepared to understand it's just more to you doing the Sabbath day. It's more to it. And shake your ears down from the wise. But then you got to identify the wise. How would you know when you're around a wise person that you can read? How would you know that you're around a wise person that we can read? How would you know when you're around a wise person that you can read? That's my question. How would you know? You're around a wise person. What do I look in the Bible to see when you're around a wise person? I go look read in the Bible and look.
Proverbs 1:7.
What can I go in the Bible and look and see that you're wise? What would I go? I go read in the Bible and look and see that you wise, that I can read. Without just guessing and just calling out verses all over the place. What can I just go read? What, that I can go read while you talk? Why you talking to me, I go in the Bible and I be reading while you talk. Where will I go? I'm hearing a lot of mumbling going on, but I want to hear about, where will I go? Because I might be checking somebody out. And I don't know where will I go. In the Bible, to find out somebody wise. Where would I go and read that? You going 3:15? Well, we read that already. We got that out the way already. We got 3:15. That's one. That's good. That's one. And what else? And what else would it do? We got 3:15. That's right, mother. That's one. And what the next one be? What can we read?
I got some.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. You got something. I'm gonna get back to you in a second, and you bring it out. You got something. Okay, now what can I read?
How
would I know? How would I know if I'm talking to a wise person? That I can read. How would I know? How would I know that I can read? How would I know if I'm sitting around wise people that I can read. We know, now we read 2 Timothy 3:15, that's example one, because if anybody come up with no Bible, you know automatically, you ain't nowhere near wise, you ain't got no book in your hand. We clear you ain't wise, because here's my show with no Bible. So we already know we can write you off from the get-go. So how will I know by going to Bible and why you talk that I know this is a wise person talking to me? That we can read. Break it out. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 1. This is how I know of a person wise. 8 verse 1 is the answer. 8, yeah, call name out to read. Eight and one.
Ecclesiastes, right?
Yeah.
Chapter 8, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 8, verse 1.
What does it say?
Who is as the wise man?
Who is as the wise man?
And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing?
And who knows interpretation of a thing?
A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine.
A man's wisdom will make his face do what?
Shine.
So you won't be bumbling all over the place. See, when you're wise, you'll be able to operate this Bible and just be turning this book all day long like you turn it up. You know, just be turning the pages. You see, and you enjoy yourself because that is the sign of being wise.
And
you won't be bumbling all around looking, trying to look past the drywall. You go to the Bible and take a look at it. Well, make a person wise, their face is shine because you see how they operate through this book.
They be stable.
They be very stable. They won't be bumbling around able when you're all over the place.
Jeremiah 23:16.
That will make you wise. Okay, what does Jeremiah 23:16 say?
It says, thus says Yahweh of hosts. Oh, sorry. Jeremiah. Jeremiah 23:16. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts.
What?
Listen not unto the words of false teachers that prophesy to you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own mind and not out of the mouth of Yahweh. They say, steal unto them and despise me. Yahweh said, you shall have peace, and they have everyone that walks after the madman of his own mind. No evil shall come upon you. Put in the cup of Yahweh.
You know why he ain't? Because he's coming from the left field. No, that ain't gonna cut it. We understand that part, but not in this case right now.
Okay.
We clear about that. Let's go back to Daniel for a minute. I'm gonna get a couple more turn back to Brother Keith.
Okay.
Let's go back to Daniel again, because I wanna find out. Because he said a whole lot to Daniel, because he told Daniel, check the book up, right?
Yeah.
You know about your business, right?
That's right.
So Daniel time came to, and so Daniel's reading his end, right?
Yeah.
But he's going to tell Daniel something also.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back and see what he told Daniel again in Brother Micaiah.
Okay.
What he told Daniel again in 10:10, I mean 12:10.
The book of Daniel. You said 12:10?
Yeah, 12:10.
Daniel, chapter 12, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10 reads, many shall be purified.
Many are going to be purified.
And made white.
Made white.
And tried.
Tried.
But the wicked shall do wickedly.
So you can't be what?
Tried.
That's right. So y'all, you clear about this thing? So don't get offended when you are what?
Tried.
You're going to be this. See, you're going to be this or here. Understand? That's why you have fire drills and everything else. You're gonna be this. So you gotta be prepared. You can look in the Bible and say, well, hey, I'm gonna be what?
Trying.
Go ahead.
But the wicked said do wickedly.
And but for the wicked gonna continue, and then he's gonna do what? He's gonna do more wickedness, right?
And none of the wicked shall understand.
And they ain't gonna never, and you just be beating a dead horse out and show what the Bible says.
Uh-huh.
They're not gonna understand this. Huh?
But the wise shall understand.
The wise gonna understand. See, the wise gonna understand, right?
Yeah.
Now, get down to verse 13. Now watch what he say now. Now what we gonna do with this right here? Verse 13.
Verse 13. But go down thy way. To the E and B.
Who each other go thy way? Who each other to?
Daniel.
Go your way, Daniel said. And what?
For thou shalt rest.
And he said, Daniel, you shall rest. So what Daniel going to the rest at? He going where? To the ground, right?
Yeah.
So he going to rest, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And stand in thy lot at the end of the day.
What time are we in right now?
End of the day.
What are you telling Daniel?
He goes stand in his lot to the end of the day.
Oh, does that mean Daniel is going to return?
He's going to return.
He's coming back.
Daniel coming
to the end of the day.
Not Daniel himself coming back. But what's coming back? What's coming back? We got to go with Ecclesiastes. You know, okay, yes, you know, okay. You got to okay with some book. Okay is go in the Bible. We're going to Ecclesiastes. See what he's talking about. You got to go see what he's talking about. You got to go see what he's talking about that we can read. What are you talking about? We're going to Ecclesiastes to see if we find out what is going on now. What are you talking about? He says, Daniel, you're going to, you be back, Daniel. So let's find out what he's talking about that we can read. What it reads, hey, Bill. You over there, Bill? I don't hear you. Okay, what it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, let's see what 4 through 6 says for a minute. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 4 through 6.
Verse 4. One generation passed away.
One generation passed away.
Another generation comes.
And another will come.
But the earth abideth forever.
That means the earth will be here forever.
Verse 5. The sun also abideth. And the sun goeth down.
Mm-hmm.
And has to his place where he rose.
Uh-huh.
Verse 6. The wind goeth toward the south and turneth about unto the north.
Mm-hmm.
It
when
the world is about continuous.
Okay.
And the wind return again according to its
mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
No, skip down to verse number 9 through 11. Let's see, can we start tying this in? 9 through 11.
Verse 9. The thing that have been.
Now, write that word down, Sister K, the thing that have been.
It is that which shall be.
Oh, so that thing that have been,
uh-huh.
It is that which shall be.
That thing, right?
Yeah.
That keeps on your mind, that thing now. That thing. Y'all hear that word?
Yeah.
That thing.
And that which is done is that which shall be done.
And that was done. What is this thing he's talking about? You remember, way back there when Daniel told Daniel lay down, but the rest and now we found out they talking about this thing. Is that thing that was been? It's gonna be what? What about that thing that was been what?
No, you
gotta take it more seriously, Cap. Don't be just fumbling around like that.
We're talking about the thing now.
See, we're trying to paint the picture of the thing. See? You hear your voice be heard. One verse 9 again. You're talking about a thing.
Ecclesiastes
Ecclesiastes 1:9.
Chapter 1:9.
Now look what he's saying here.
The thing that have been.
This thing. Go ahead.
It is that which shall
be. And it'll be that. What thing are you talking about?
Yeah.
That we can read. Take a note, Sister Kate. Let's go to 6:10. Read, Sister John. Read the thing you're talking about. The thing.
Yeah.
The thing is way back there in Daniel. The thing.
Yeah.
6:10 is the thing. Watch this. Watch this. 6:10. The thing.
Daniel chapter 6:10.
Right.
Daniel chapter 6:10.
Listen.
Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed.
What do you read? Now, we read Ecclesiastes 6:10.
Now, we go back to Ecclesiastes. Hold up, Tom. Now, go back to Ecclesiastes again.
Now let's go back to the first chapter. What's the AB of it? You there?
Yeah.
Come on back. Come on back now to first. Read that 9 now.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1:9.
Okay. Now you know who the thing is now, right? We clear who the thing is, right? Who the thing is?
Daniel the man.
Daniel the man, right?
Daniel
the man. So the man, right? Okay, good. We got it. We got it. And when somebody jumps you, now you got to know the verse. Go to it, right? You got the verse to go to it. So when you read it this way, now you gonna take over the whole Bible study class now, because they gonna be lost. They ready to read, but they can't tie nothing in. This is where you step to the plate and win the whole place. So go ahead.
Then it is that which shall be.
Okay.
And that which is done is that which shall be done.
Uh-huh.
And there is no new thing.
So ain't gonna be no what?
No new thing.
Ain't gonna be no new thing. Uh-huh. Fred,
Ted.
What? Right.
Is there anything whereof it may be said?
Okay.
See, this is new.
Yeah, it's right. No, No. Everything ain't nothing new.
Ain't nothing
new. Go ahead.
It has been already of old.
It's been already of old. So none you see out here is new.
Right.
It's already been. You just didn't recognize it, but we recognize it. Go ahead.
It has been already, which is before us.
11.
What?
Right.
There is no remembrance of former.
But all the thing about it, they don't have a remembrance that's what they were.
Right.
See, they don't have a remembrance of it.
Mm-hmm.
See, they can't say, well, you know, I'm Abraham back in the now. You don't have that memory part.
No.
About, no. We're going to recognize the Abraham spirit through this book.
Yeah.
He's not a person going to come say, well, I'm that Abraham was back. No, you know. No, it don't work like that. No, that Abraham, as you're not like, what, like a brother come over to my. I'm Melchizedek. I'm a
right.
Brother come to my. He's Melchizedek. I'm the second coming. Brother, you the second coming of, with no Bible in your hand.
Really?
This brother say you the second coming of all Melchizedek.
Oh,
well, you out all everywhere. How you the second coming of Melchizedek? And you ain't got a Bible in your hand. And you ain't keeping the Sabbath day. You trying to rest on the Sabbath day. How is you the second coming of Melchizedek? You see what he got? It got followers behind it. I'm the second coming of Melchizedek. What kind of folly is this? You got people believing that. You don't even know who Melchizedek is.
Black.
That's exactly what I'm at. I'm the second coming of Melchizedek. With no Bible in your hand and polluting the Sabbath into my, I want to lay hands on you. They can't even breathe. They can't even breathe on lay hands on somebody. On the Sabbath day. You the second coming of Melchizedek.
He ready to move y'all wives away himself now.
Come on back to verse 11.
Uh-huh.
Come on back to verse 11.
Chapter 1, verse 11.
There
is no remembrance of the former thing.
It's no remembrance of the former. So whoever is no remembrance of the former thing. Go ahead.
Right.
Neither shall there be any remembrance of the things that are to come.
Right. So it's no remembrance of that you going to come back again. But when you come back again, Yahweh will put that spirit in whoever he want to put that spirit in. And you're going to have to recognize them through the pages of the book. See, you have to recognize what a person's doing from the pages of the book. Because he made it plain in 14 verse 12. What it says in John, in St. John 14, 12. He told you in 14 verse 12 what he was going to do.
St. John chapter 14, verse 12.
He told you what he was going to do.
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
What?
He or she that believeth on me,
uh-huh.
The works that I do shall do, he or she do also.
No, he, in this case, just one he.
Okay, let's see.
One he, in this
truly,
case.
Truly, truly, I say unto you. He that believe on me, the work that I do, he do also.
Yeah, he going to do also. Go ahead.
And greater
work
than
and matter of fact, he said he gonna do what?
Greater work than
so he gonna now you seen the work that he did in this book. He said it gonna be a he that gonna do what?
Greater work.
It did what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that? Keep reading. Now keep reading.
I go unto my
father. I'm going to my father. Mm-hmm. So otherwise, there's no need you calling on me because I'm going to my father. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said it will be a he. They're going to do greater works than what he's going to do.
Uh-huh.
Now what are you talking about? Isaiah 46:9-11, Sister John. Isaiah 46:9-11. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? So you gotta be watching
Isaiah 46:9-11.
Yes.
Remember the former things of old.
Right.
For I am Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And there is none else.
Mm-hmm.
I am Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And there is none like me.
And what do you do?
Declaring the end from the beginning.
So I can tell you that I'm going back. I'm sitting right there in my father, because I'm declaring the what?
The end from the beginning.
The end from the beginning.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah,
and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
Uh-huh.
Same.
What?
My counsel shall stand.
Uh-huh.
And I will do all my pleasure.
And now what that supposed to mean in 55:8-11, Sister Kate, what that supposed to mean? Isaiah 55:8-11. What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean? Isaiah 55:8-11. What's that supposed to mean?
Isaiah 55:8-11.
What are you trying to say? So we can read.
Isaiah 55:8 reads, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts."
Okay, right.
"Neither are your ways my ways."
Go ahead.
"Said Yahweh."
Right.
Verse 9. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways,
mm-hmm.
and my thoughts than your thoughts." Verse 10. "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." 11.
Wow.
"So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void."
What did he say in 12:14 again, Sister Joan? What did he say? So he said, what he's saying, ain't none gonna come back void now.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say again in 12:14 of St. John? What did he say again? With that understanding, what did he say again?
St. John 12:14. "And Yahweh, the son of Yahweh the father, when he had found a young ass."
Now what do you read? 14:12.
14:12. St. John 14:12. "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do."
So what is he saying? What is he saying? What is he saying?
He said we're going to do greater works.
He didn't say about no we.
He
didn't say about no we. How you get a we out of that? You jump the gun again. You know, there ain't no we in that. Do you see a we in that?
No. No we in
it. It's not a we in that. A we in that. Is it? Is it that?
That's me, I see it.
Do you see a we in that?
Future.
What do you see in that?
He.
A he. No, the he, then you got to preach up your Bible and find out what it means about the he. Now preach up your Bible since you jumped up there and go to Numbers 11:17-25.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you understand about the he.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go and find out about the he by precepting your Bible. Right now, okay? We're going to Numbers 11:17-25. The breakdown of the he. You're going to break down the heat.
Yeah,
you break the heat down. Here comes the heat. Break down. Right there. Proverbs 17:25. Come on, Cap.
Numbers 11:17-25.
All right. You got it down, okay? Okay, good.
Numbers 11:17-25.
Mm-hmm.
"And I will come down and talk with you."
And I will come down and talk to who?
I will come down and talk with thee there.
You talking to one in the business, right?
Uh huh.
Okay, go ahead.
And I will take of the spirit which is upon you.
I will take that spirit that's upon you.
And we'll put it upon them.
And I'll put it on now there go your them.
Okay.
And we. So now I'll take that spirit and put up on up that on you, on them.
Okay,
so he's talking to Moses, right? Right. He's telling Moses what he's gonna do.
Uh-huh.
The spirit you got on you, Moses,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take the same spirit that's on you. Not gonna be no different spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna do what? Go ahead.
Put it on them.
And I'm gonna put it on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now there go your more than one right there.
Mm-hmm.
There go your weeds. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, what happened next?
And they shall bear the burden of the
and people. They're going to battle what?
Bear the burden
they're
of
gonna
the
bear the burden of the people.
Mm-hmm.
With you. With who? With you.
With you.
Is that what we read?
Mm-hmm.
Then Bible makes it 25.
Verse 25. Numbers 11, verse 25.
What?
And Yahuwah came down
in
a cloud.
And he did exactly what he said. Now he's coming down in a cloud. once he organized the one at the same spirit that he had, he wasn't coming out until he first get the one that he had to look out and see 70 brothers with the same spirit that you got are working on. And once he got that together, then what did Yahuwah do?
Came down.
Then he came down. He ain't coming down until you in order. So once we in order.
Come down on the cloud.
What we what?
In order.
When the same spirit you hear the seer got, the 70 got it too. All of them can do the same thing. Then Yahuwah going to show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, he showed up and showed
out. Okay. Now read 25. Let's read verse 25.
And Yahuwah came down in the cloud.
Now watch him. Let's see what he did. Let's see what he do.
Spake unto him.
Mm-hmm. And spake to who?
Spake to him.
To him. So who did Yahuwah speak to?
Moses.
To him. Although it was 70 folks around, right? He ain't said jack to them. See that? Well, they have next.
And Yahuwah came down in the cloud and spake unto him and took of the spirit that was upon him.
Upon who?
On the leader of that time.
The leader of that time, Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
And gave it unto 70 elders.
And gave it to 70 elders.
And it happened that when the spirit rested upon them,
and when that spirit was on them,
hallelujah, what
they were doing,
they talked and did not see,
and they were popping the Bible,
hallelujah,
what that's how it happened. So that what he's talking about in 14 verse. He don't change the way he operates,
hallelujah,
what. So the key is, and you don't know what he do today. You look back at yesterday. So yesterday is how you look at it. So you look at that it got to be the spirit of the ones that you got to see that spirit coming from the seer on the 70.
Hallelujah.
Then Yahuwah going to intervene. He ain't coming down until that's in order. And all over the place, he's going to sit there watching. Remember we read last night lesson? He's sitting there watching. Didn't we read that last night lesson? Who remember the verse we read last night lesson on what he doing?
Oh, sitting back side.
Yeah, what not after that? Actually, what verse? That we can read what he did last night and last night left. What did verse say? What did verse say in Hosea 5:15? What is it at all? Yeah, I know you read, but now we need it. Now we need 5:15. See, now we need. See, it's like the computer. It, all that recollect. When you're on point, all that will start recollecting back to you. It's still that's when we know I saw people. Oh, I'm in something. Let me go. I heard something. See? 5:15, bring it.
Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15.
Listen to this.
I will go and return to my place.
Hey, and did we read that over there in 14, 12?
Yeah.
No.
Sure
but what, go ahead.
So they acknowledge their offense.
And they acknowledge their offense today out of all. They acknowledge it. Go ahead.
And seek my face.
And then they seek my face.
In their affliction.
In their affliction?
They will seek me.
So all he's doing now is just watching. See, is you going to organize? You watching, see what you're going to do. Y'all know what you're going to do already. You know the one going to fall off by the waistline. Who going to step forward? Who going to get increasing more and more? You already know.
That's why
he said. So all I'm going to know is the two pages of the book. I'm just watching the book. are watching the brothers in all six camps, or watching the book, and seeing who's stepping up according to the Bible. Yes. And how I know when you're stepping up? When you can soundly precept your Bible and paint the picture.
Can I add something to that?
Yeah, if you got some, bring it out.
I got some.
What you got?
Spirit coming back.
Okay.
Malachi chapter 4, verse 4, but I'm going to read down verse 5.
What it say?
Malachi chapter 4, verse 4.
What it say?
Remember ye the Torah instructed to Moses by
right.
my servant.
Right.
Which I commanded unto him in Horeb.
Okay.
For all Israel.
For how many?
For all Israel.
Go ahead.
With the statutes of judges. Verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah.
Right.
The seer.
Mm-hmm.
Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh.
But that Elijah, he's talking about the one you're reading about, he's dead. So it's not going to come in the what of Elijah?
The spirit of Elijah.
So you, what Yah, right. what Elijah did, you will recognize through the spirit of him. Mm-hmm. He himself is, you know.
We get to take the point in Matthew.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Just take the point.
Matthew chapter 11.
What?
Verse 11. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born with women, that have not risen is greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. Verse 13. For all the seers in the Torah instructions prophesied unto John. Verse 14. And if ye will receive it, this is the life which was born to come.
See, you will recognize everybody from the page of the book, because I can go another way, but I'm going to turn out the key in a minute. 1 second. But I can go back another way on that, because he said something in that verse. He said, violence taking it by force. Now, I ain't even get on that, because I know that's going to take it 15 more minutes. I ain't going to put it in. He said, violence going to take it by force. Now, but you got to come up with a balance on that. Let's come back to our second Ezra. Let me wrap my part and get back to the case. And now he says, who is reading that verse 38 again? Brother Micaiah, come on.
The book of second Ezra, chapter 1, verse 38.
What it say?
Verse 38.
What it say?
And now, brother.
Yeah.
Behold what honor, and see the people that coming from the east.
Now, the people that talking about that come, where are we at? They don't come. They'll come from East. Go ahead.
Okay, verse 39.
What?
Until whom I would give for cedars.
I'm gonna give you the spirit of these peoples right here. Now watch. But keep listening. Listen real carefully now. Now watch what he say.
Abraham.
Dead.
Isaac.
Dead.
And Jacob, who is now Israel.
Dead.
Oshea.
Dead.
Amos.
Dead.
Is that Michael right there?
Dead, that's
Micah.
Yeah, dead. See, when Ezra was seeing this vision, every last one of these names that was mentioned, they was dead. They ran their court. They were dead. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's Micaiah.
Yeah.
Then you got Joel.
Dead.
Abadiah.
Dead.
Jonah.
Dead too.
Verse 40.
What?
Nahum.
Dead too.
Habakkuk.
He's dead too.
Zephaniah, yeah.
There too.
Agnes.
What's this?
Zechariah.
Okay.
Malachi.
All these things. Now watch this now. Now watch the next thing.
Which is called also a ministering spirit of Yahweh.
Which is also called angels of Yahweh, which will be messengers. In this case, this is the angels will be messengers. So these messengers will be coming back again. So we gotta watch all these messages. It ain't gonna come from Boston, Jerusalem, I'm telling you now. I'm gonna tell you now where they're gonna come from. All these messages gonna come from right here. What other ministry use the name? What other ministry or precept the Bible use the name that we can get right now? Name your ministry right now on the planet Earth that precept the Bible and use the name YHWH. What's your name? Okay, I'm not even biased about it. Tell me on the network, wherever what is that use the name, the four letters, and precept the Bible, what is their name? Clear by Kevin.
Voices of the Israelite.
Come on, Kevin. I'm just being real with you. What ministry you know outside the Six Anointed Camp that use the name and preach up the Bible? What is the name of their ministry? Is that right?
That's right.
Is that the consensus?
Ain't
that's right.
It ain't no ministry yet, but the Six Anointed Camp are voices of the true Israelites. They use the name and precept the Bible.
Right.
You not got no name? What's your name? The brother that broke away from the class, he said he don't graduate from the Bible. He don't use the Bible no more. He said he ain't got to use the Bible no more. He only, brother said he ain't got, second time you show a brother with no Bible. Well, I'm past the Bible. I'm nailed chapter that in the flesh. With no Bible? And Yahuwah, everything Yahuwah did, he said, I said, David, teach him. He'll teach out the Bible. He asked for the scrolls. Wait a minute. If you male Chesed in the flesh, then what about this verse in the back to brought kids, right? Read, brother T. What about this verse in the fourth chapter of Luke? So what now, if I look in the Bible, and if you are Yahuwah the Son in the flesh, right? Let's see what he did on the Sabbath day. We go on to the fourth chapter, and let's see what he did. So I go to watch you on the page of the book. Let's go to the book and see if you may have chosen that, which is Yahuwah the Son in the flesh, right? Let's go see what he did in the fourth chapter, verse 12. Read it, brother T.
Luke chapter 4, verse 12.
Right.
And Yahuwah the Son answered and said to him,
what did he say?
It is said.
Right.
You should not tempt Yahuwah. Yahuwah the Son, your Yahuwah.
14.
And Yahuwah the Son returned into the power of the Spirit unto Galilee.
Yeah.
And then went out a fame of him through all the region round about.
Go ahead.
15. And he taught in their temples, being honored of all.
16.
And he came to Nazareth, where they had been brought up. And as his custom.
Right.
He went into the temple on the Sabbath day.
To do what?
And stood up for to read.
If you reincarnation again, when you didn't come over here to read, you didn't even bring no book. And look what happened in the next verse.
Verse 17. And there was delivered unto him the book.
And you didn't even ask for no book. In case you forgot the book, you supposed to be come ask for one. I want the book. Okay. You supposed to leave, if you didn't bring that, you supposed to be asking one, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have that on him, but he knew that they had him. So he came, well, we just printed books up here, and we got printed books. Go ahead.
The book of the seer Isaiah.
So he asked for the book of the seer Isaiah.
And when he had opened the book.
Oh, he opened the what?
He opened the book.
I don't graduate from the books. I don't need no book no more. You see that? Then what did he do?
He found a place where it was written.
So he found a place, otherwise he put on his case from the pages of the Bible. And then what he said in verse 21 behind all that?
Luke chapter 4, verse 21.
Look what he said.
And he began to say it to them.
What?
This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
You see, now how do you reincarnate him? You ain't doing nothing he did. Older both kids, Israel.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
You got a question?
Yes. So you say they're going to come back in the spirit of
Abraham,
Isaac. So that's why we got
that Hebrew. Well, when you come back in the spirit, you've got to preach up there to Proverbs 1:23. Okay, let's get the answer. They'll come back in the spirit. I'm just read Proverbs 1:23. Let's see what he's talking about.
Okay.
Proverbs 1:23.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2 and 3.
Yeah, verse 23.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Hang ye at my retreat, Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
So that they will come back in the words of these ones that's on here. So all you got to do is know what they did, and you'll see them, you see that same spirit through the words. So they'll remind you of Daniel through the pages of his book. They'll remind you of this person. They'll remind you of this person.
Yeah. That's right.
Because what goes back to Yahweh that we can read? Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
Yeah. Verse
7. What goes back to Yahweh? Ecclesiastes 12, verse 7. What goes back to him? 12, verse 7. Ecclesiastes 12, 7. What goes back to him?
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall the dust return to the earth.
That means dust is you. Man is the dust.
That's
in
right.
2:7. Yeah. So man returned back to the dust. Yeah. Every man that's born a man like Adam, they go back to the dust, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened next?
And the spirit shall return to Yahweh.
So that breath of life, the spirit returned back to him. Mm-hmm. So he got that in hand. He waited on whoever born and slapped that thing in. You see that? So you yourself go back where you came from, just like Adam did, right? But the spirit of Adam is still of those that taught this word. That spirit is in his hand, right? And this is what he said about that. Let's go to the 18th chapter of St. John. Of Jeremiah. Let me tell you what he said about that. Remember what he said in the 18th chapter of Jeremiah? He made a statement about that. Officer Jones, he made a statement in the 18th chapter about that in verse 5 and verse 6. 18, 5 and 6, he made a statement about that.
Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 5 and 6. Then the word of
the Yahuwah
came to me, saying,
what did it say?
Family of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot I do with you as the potter?
Mm-hmm.
Said the Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand,
so are you in
my hand, O family of Israel.
Yeah. He said, so you in my hand, so you is in my hand. I can do it any way I want.
Yes.
Every spirit that I got in my hand, I can release it there. And what he says, Mother D.F. Israel in 12:18 of 1 Corinthians, what do he say in 12:18? What he say in 12:18? 12:18.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18.
You know what he say?
But now, as Yahweh set the members, every one of them,
what kind of way?
In the body.
Uh-huh.
As it has pleased him.
So everybody's placed as it pleased. So he can be placed that way it pleased him. Go ahead.
That's
it right there.
Testimonies. I just thank and praise
Yahweh.
I got somewhere to comment on him.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
All right.
Please, Yahweh, be with you all.
Okay.
So the bottom line is, we show you see, because he replaced that spirit as he wanted, and he'll put it in where he wants. But you have to get out of this book. Back to book King Israel.
All right. Okay. About that scripture. Sister K. Israel, give me Luke 24:45. And they said open the book, right? We just read that, right? Open the book. This is what he's talking about, Luke 24, verse 45.
Luke chapter 24, verse 45. Chapter 24, verse 45. Then opened he their
understanding, that they might understand the scripture.
See that? Then he opened there their understanding by opening that book, that they might understand the scriptures. All right. Okay, what scriptures is this? Let's go to Daniel. Daniel 10:21. The first three lines, Daniel 10:21. Chapter above the urban Israel. Daniel 10:21.
Daniel 10:21. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth.
Knows in the scriptures of truth.
There is none that holdeth with me in these things but Yahweh.
That's all I want with the scripture of truth, but yeah, I don't want you to stumble on that.
They just try to do it. They just try to get you to stumble and bumble right there.
Maybe we just read in 2 Corinthians 2:11. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices. Huh? Yahweh, remember 2 Corinthians 2:11. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Yeah, right away,
2 Corinthians 2:11. Let's read that. Yeah, Brother Micaiah Israel, yes sir.
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, let Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be ignorant of his devices. You know, he had these words that I don't believe, but you're supposed to pronounce sentences on it. Pronounce sentences on it, on the word, then the correct word. We not, because we don't want to add nothing to or take away. That's what you want. You don't want to do. What can I read that at? What I mean by you should not add nothing to? What can you read that at? By adding words and removing words. That should be. What can I read that at? But it said, don't add. Huh?
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 2.
Yes, sir.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 2, read. Verse 2. You should not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
So this is only referring to the children of Israel. Yahweh. Okay, it's another precept on that. Where can I go with another precept on that? Precept on Deuteronomy by adding to or take away. You can go there, yeah. Yeah, y'all want to guess, y'all.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to go put my hand on.
You can go in Deuteronomy. It's in there. He said it again in Deuteronomy as well.
Well, Captain, get some testimony before they leave.
I'm trying to make it back, but if I don't make it back in time, I just want to thank Yahweh for giving me to the dedication feast and traveling back home.
Yahweh, be with you there, Captain Bunker. Okay, keep it rolling. All right, you found.
No, I don't know where the dog is.
How about Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6? How about that for a minute?
Proverbs.
Yeah, how about that for a minute?
Proverbs
30, verse 5 and 6.
Proverbs. 30, verse 5 and verse 6. Yeah. Verse 5. Every word of Yahuwah is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in
him. How much pure that we can read?
How much pure that we can read?
How much pure that we can read? Y'all hear me? What?
Psalms 12:6.
There you go. That's how much that we can read. See, what the question I asked, how much that we can read? Now we go on read. We go on read 12:6 real carefully. Now this is number one answer, AVF, that we can read. Watch this. I asked the question, how much peer, right?
Yeah.
Now he's going to tell you how much peer. Go ahead.
In the book of Psalms, chapter 12, verse 6.
Listen good.
The words of Yahuwah are pure words.
The words of Yahuwah is pure words.
As silver tried in a furnace.
Listen, AVF.
Purified. Seven times.
You see that? That's what I was looking for, ABL. Pure for how many times, ABL?
Seven
times. That means perfect.
Perfect, complete.
Afecto Munoz. His word is Afecto Munoz. It is pure seven times, and that is completion.
That's what?
The kingdom's world we're in only have 7 days to it. Everything that's seven is very important. Back to Bob T. Israel. So now, come on back to that Proverbs again. Finish that Proverbs up now.
Okay, Proverbs.
Uh-huh.
12, chapter 30, verse 5 and 6.
Verse 6.
Verse 5. Every word of Yahuwah is pure.
How pure? Seven times. Completion. It says that if you hear about the morning class, you pop about back over in 12:6. Then you got the class belongs to you then. See, I'm trying to tell you, it's so easy to take over any class you go to. But you got to have your Bible, you got to have the Spirit of Yahuwah. Now, when you read that in there, the word of Yahuwah is pure seven times. Everybody in class is in class, they don't say that. But then you go back and pop it, then you shut it down, and you see. So that's why Yahuwah keeps telling you how this thing will work, Captain. Zechariah 4:6, he's telling you how it's going to work. So if you see anybody show up with no Bible on them, you already know it's something ain't right. Zechariah 4:6, Captain Brother Earth, Israel. Zechariah 4:6, what it say?
Zechariah chapter 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yahuwah to Zerubbabel.
This is the word of Yahuwah to Zerubbabel. What is the word of Yahuwah to him?
Not by might.
It don't be by might.
Nor by power.
It don't be by your power.
But by my spirit.
And that's his word. That's how this thing gonna work. Amen. How we gonna take care of his business is through his word. It don't be by might. It'll be by your strength.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be by the word.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we gonna deliver everybody up through the word.
Mm-hmm.
The question I ask, and all you do is think about it, not be anybody. Mm-hmm. What ministry on the planet Earth that teach the name and precept the Bible besides the fishing on the campus? What is their name? You can't say the brother, but the brother, he don't care about it. He don't need no Bible no more. So he out of the way. You can't say the sister that once was in the class back in the day, she didn't know the book now. So who?
So you look in the mirror, what do you see? All you see is
bosses.
Of the true ever life. Life.
So that's why we keep telling you, that's the way he took Zachary. He took Abraham, took Eliezer, Ishmael, to ask him a question. Do y'all see it? No, I don't see it. Hey, you got something in class, don't see it. But then, just when you get back in the privacy of your own home, look on your computer, all over the world, tell me who used the four letters and precept your Bible. And put them on one hand and tell me how many. On one hand. And you'll come up with a big zero.
Right.
Back to Brother Israel.
All right. But it means by that they're not going to see, it was written in Jasher about that. Let's see about that.
23:40-47.
All right, 23:40-47. All right, Jasher chapter 3, chapter 23. Book of Jasher, chapter 23:40-47. Brother Micaiah Israel and C. Roy.
Book of Jasher, chapter 23, verses 40-47, right?
Yes, sir.
Verse 40. And Abraham went with Isaac towards the place that Yahweh had told him.
Yeah.
Verse 41. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place at a distance which Yahweh had told him of.
And the third day, what that day really mean?
Serious.
See, when on the third day, see, all this right here is a clue for we understand. Ain't but one message understand these things.
Mm-hmm.
And third day, we tell you something three times, that's serious business.
Hallelujah.
So you got three mothers in this class. That's serious business. Go ahead. And you can hear them 6 nights a week, too.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Verse 42. And a pillar of fire appeared to him that reached from the earth to heaven. And a cloud of honor upon the mountain. And the honor of Yahweh was seen in the cloud. Verse 43. And Abraham said to Isaac,
what?
My son, wilt thou see in that mountain which we perceive at a distance, that which I see upon it?
Mm-hmm. What did he say that he see us? So he asked the question, do you see what he
see?
See, I'm looking right at that thing I'm saying. I'm watching everybody from this book right here. Do you see what I see?
Hallelujah. What?
I'm watching y'all.
Believe it.
Go ahead.
Verse 44.
What?
Isaac answered and said to his father, I see.
Yeah, oh, we see that. That's what I'm wanting to hear. You hear that, Cap? I wanted to hear that. I see.
And lo, a pillar of fire and a cloud. And the greatness of Yahweh is seen upon the cloud.
And if you precept that, Captain,
yeah.
What is he looking at that, if you precept the Bible? So you phone it and give it to you, guys. What do we see that you can read? Huh? What is he looking at that he can see, that we can read? Huh, Captain? What is he looking at that we can read out of the Bible? He said, I see him. What do we see when you precept your Bible? Huh, Captain? You got to be quick and say, well, I don't know. Then we keep it moving. But you ain't going to guess up on it now. Say, I don't know. And then we could bring it out and keep it moving. That's all you do, Captain.
It won't reveal to me yet.
But say, I don't know.
It won't reveal to me yet.
Well, now look at it. We on national radio, you know, I don't know. Then we show it, and everybody keep moving. Now, which one?
It hasn't been revealed yet.
It hasn't been revealed, huh?
We don't know.
So you say, I don't know. Okay, turn to the 24th chapter and pick up a verse. Turn to Exodus 20 and see what he says. 24 and pick it up at verse number 10.
Say that again?
Exodus 24. And we'll pick it up at verse number 10. This is what he's saying. This is what he's saying. Now, this is what Isaac saying. That we can read. 24, verse 10.
10 and 11.
Okay.
10 and 11. 24, 10 and 11. This is what he thinks. That we can read.
Verse 10 and verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. And they saw Yahweh of Israel.
They saw.
And there was under his feet.
Up on his feet.
And it were a paved work of a sapphire stone.
That means his feet were blue-black. Big blue-black feet came out of the cloud. That was eyes looking at. Go ahead.
And as it were the body of heaven, clean.
Yeah.
Verse 11. And upon the noble of the family of Israel, he laid not his hand.
Right.
Also they saw Yahweh.
They saw Yahweh.
Did eat and drink.
And they saw Yahweh and they was eating and drinking with Yahweh. They saw some big black feet come out and they was eating and drinking. Who's the day? Verse 9.
Verse 9.
Who the day is?
Verse 9. Then went up Moses,
and
Aaron,
Nadab,
and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel.
Now, those 70 that he got straight. They had the same spirit he got. So all of them think the same thing. See that? See, you all see the same thing, after we know we start counting numbers. When we all can see it and get it like that. There was the 70 of the elders of Israel. Then Moses tell them, then Yahweh tell Moses the same thing, go get me 70 elders.
Yeah.
Same spirit on you and put them on them. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you see what's going on there? 24 verse 9, only will be revealed is through scripture. That's how it be revealed. So now you can't use that statement, it's not revealed to you anymore. It is ready in scripture. It has been revealed to you through the scripture. 24 verse 9 and 10.
Thank you very much. That's why I said it wasn't revealed yet.
Okay, it is revealed. 24 verse 9 and 10. Huh? That's been revealed. 24 verse 9 and verse 10. Come on back. Who's reading that again? Now, so you know, you see what eyes are looking at now, right? Go ahead.
Book of Jasper, chapter 23, verse 44.
What?
And Isaac answered and said to his father, I see, and lo, a pillar of fire in a cloud, and the greatness of Yahweh is seen upon the cloud.
See that?
Verse 45. And Abraham knew that his son Isaac was accepted before Yahweh.
See, and that's what I don't know who read it. You see? Because when he put that spirit on you, you're going to be able to do the same thing with speed and everything rolling. Huh? That's it. Go ahead. So Abraham knew it from that point. Because he said Abraham knew that Isaac see what he see. Huh?
Yeah.
He see. I got it. I see it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Verse 45. And Abraham knew that his son, Isaac, was accepted before Yahweh for a burnt offering. Verse 46. And Abraham said to Eliezer. And unto Ishmael, his son.
Yeah, Kron man.
Do you also see that which we see upon the mountain, which is at a distance? Verse 47. And they answered and said, we see nothing.
We see what?
We see nothing.
We ain't seeing nothing.
More than like the other mountains of the earth.
Everything, I don't see no different than nothing. You see that? We don't see nothing. Ain't no different than nothing.
Abraham knew that they were not accepted.
He knew they was not accepted.
Abraham knew.
And anybody say that I'm graduating from the Bible, I know you're not accepted by Yahweh. See, I'm clear you're not accepted by Yahweh. You said about somebody else, but not Yahweh. Because in your time, you are graduating from this Bible. Then I know you ain't accepted from Yahweh. Go ahead.
Abraham knew that they were not accepted before Yahweh go with them.
That's right.
And Abraham said to them,
what he said then?
Why ye here with that ass?
He said, y'all might just stay back with that ass.
Well, Isaac, my son, would go to Yah.
You might as well take the ass down the water and be putting water on the ass while we gone.
And worship.
We go on, let's take this business right here. You just stay back with the ass.
Yeah.
Notice all this.
Therefore,
Yahweh's business. Then we'll come back and turn to you. You should be cleaning the asses up, right? Getting the asses and watering and rubbing their back down. Yeah. Back to Bunchy as well.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Yahweh. You didn't know it. Yahweh. All right. So we know Ishmael wasn't accepted, right?
Ishmael wasn't accepted.
All right, let's go to Jubilees real quick.
And his right-hand man wasn't accepted neither.
You
see that? Because they ain't seeing nothing. We don't see nothing.
We're going to
Jubilees real quick. Yeah, broadcast, a few more minutes, a couple more minutes. Got 3 more minutes left there, Mother. We got Israel. I know you're ready to eat him up and drag him up. Me too.
All right. We're going to Jubilees real quick.
Hold on that mother, D.F. Israel. I know you're ready to eat him up and drag him up. Me too.
Look at Jubilees.
Keep working on it. I'll tell you.
Hallelujah.
Book of Jubilees.
Second day of the Feast of, what name is the feast called? Dedication. All right. Second day of dedication. Okay. It's official. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do the same thing Yahweh did. He didn't pass out no presents. He came to eat them up and drank them up.
That's what out of order saying that he...
Mm. Yeah.
I'm going to Jubilees concerning about Esau and Ishmael. From your brother Yada, you know what's that? And, okay, yeah. Yeah, Jubilee chapter 15. All right, chapter Brother Urban Israel. We go to the book of Jubilee chapter 15. All right, we're going to pick up at the
last three scriptures.
Last three scriptures. Pick it up at verse 28.
Jubilee
chapter 15.
Verse 28. Do thou command the children of Israel and let them observe the sign of the covenant for their generations and the eternal ordinance, and they will not be rooted out of the land.
Right. Verse 29.
Jubilee 15, verse 29. For the command is ordained for agreement.
For a covenant. Go ahead.
They should observe it forever among all the children of Israel.
Verse 30. Get to the point. Verse 30.
For Ishmael and his sons and his brothers and Esau, Yahweh did not call to approach him. And he chose them not because they are the children of Abraham, because he knew them, but he chose Israel to be his people.
I mean, you read that. You had told Israel. He could read that. Because he knew what they all knew the Aram man wasn't going to do right.
Uh-huh.
Even though he came to Mike. Go ahead.
Verse 31. And he separated it.
Sanctify it. Go ahead.
And gathered it from among all the children of men. But there are many nations and many people.
There are many nations. The 17 other nations. Go ahead.
And all are his. Over all has he placed spirits and authority to lead them astray from him.
But they might not go understand his book.
Mm.
He did tell them that he's going to place spirits and authority to lead them astray from him.
Mm-hmm.
Then we read in Psalms 50:16-17 about Esau, what did he have to do to take my covenant? We read that earlier.
So he placed big dignitary ministers to keep all the 17 nations away from him, so they don't have no word from him. So remember that everything they do is a crapshoot. So you go on a crapshoot, you continue to do it the way you're thinking to do it, but that's a crapshoot. But he's telling you right then and there, ain't no other 17 nations is speaking to them, ain't saying nothing to them. And not only that, I put great big number of spirits to tell them to keep them away from me. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
So don't put no credos on whatever you find from them. Because Yahweh said they don't have my word. And matter of fact, precept there real quick, Captain. 147:19-20 of Psalms. Precept that to make sure we clear that we can't depend on their technology. The Bible is our roadmap.
Right.
147:19-20. And he'll make it plain in David's days.
147:19-20.
What?
He showed his word unto Jacob, who was surnamed Israel.
Mm-hmm.
His statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
Right.
Verse 20. He had not dealt so with any nation.
Watch this now.
And as for his judgments, they have not known
him. So they don't know his judgments. So I'm not looking up and see them give me an opinion on nothing.
Right.
They can't give me an opinion on nothing because they don't know his judgments. But he said he ain't gave them nothing. He said, do you supposed to say behind that what? Read. You better praise Yahweh behind that. So we clear we don't look for them to give us the answer to Yahweh's word because he haven't given them his word to give us the answer. Now read Amos 3:1-2. So we got to know these things now. I'm not dependent on them to tell me nothing. When it comes down to Yahweh's word. Because Yahweh said, I don't give them nothing to have nothing. They do is a crapshoot, Amos 3:1-2.
Amos 3:1-2.
What it say?
It is word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel.
Right.
Against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of bondage, saying.
What?
Verse 2, you only have I known.
You only have I known.
Of all the families that are.
Of all the families of the earth.
Therefore, I will punish you for all your transgressions.
All your sins. So I'm going to get you because you only have I known out of all the families of the earth. So why would I ask the other families about Yahweh's business? And he said, I don't even know them. And I got big numbers of spirits saying, keep them away from me. See, with every rules and regulation, that changed the whole ballgame. One more verse there, brother team, we close it out.
All right. Okay, here's another precept on that from the Psalms 147. Alright, we're going to the same book, Psalms. Alright, Psalms 103, verse 7. Psalms 103, verse 7, Brother Makai Israel of C. Roy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Psalms 103, verse 7.
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 103, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, he made known his ways unto most still, his acts unto the family of Israel.
You see that? He said he made known his ways.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Moses
did. Precept there, Captain. Galatians 6:16. And then after we come back to the book, he closes. You get his clothes up behind this.
Verse 16.
What?
As many as walk according to this rule.
Now, as many as walk according to this rule.
Peace be on them.
And Yahweh be with you.
Yeah.
And
mercy.
And mercy.
And upon the Israel of Yahweh.
So you got to walk by these rules. See, these rules. Then peace, then Yahweh be upon the Israel of Yahweh. You see that? So here go our rules, y'all. If you walk according, then you got peace if you walk by these rules. With this understanding, you walk by these rules, then you got peace in your life.
Yeah.
And on that note, brother, keep closing the statement. Come on. I'll read the verse, whatever you're going to do, and get over to brother Yahdai Israel.
All right.
So you see, this Bible tell everything. And we got to put our show on the road soon. Let's go.
Alright, Psalms. I'm going to Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 9, verse 9. Then wisdom was with you, which knoweth your works, and was present
when you made the world and knew what was acceptable in your sight and right in your Torah instruction. Yes. Verse 10. Consider out of your righteous, pure heaven and from the throne of your greatness honor. At being present, she may labor with you, that I may know what is pleasing unto you. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And on that note, oh, the brother Yahdai Israel for the closing of the other. Of the first day of the peace. Hallelujah.
We'll get ready to close out and open up at the same time, buddy. Close out the Sabbath and go open up the second day of the peace. So you, buddy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for our lead teacher, the family gift for our year. Yada. That's why we have to see the blessing, blessing strength.
bless his mind. Continue to walk in the word, Yahuwah. Thank you for them and lead by example. Thank you for our brother T. Yes, right here. I see one who is striving every day to study your word, to bring forth your word. And I thank you, Yahuwah, for him being a great example in his ministry age. 30 to 50, Yahuwah. And stepping up to the plate and leading the example, Yahuwah.
Yahuwah.
Brother like me. Thank you, Lord Yahuwah, for the blessing you have poured upon him. And you continue to strengthen his body.